Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud. Kol hanichvashim ze im ze mutarim, ela im achosis. So the Rav learns is that anything that's marinated, pickled together is mutter, ela im achosis. The Rav's girsa actually is chutz min achosis, except for chosis. Chosis is like onions and leek and things like that. The way the Rav learns, what it means is that you're allowed to marinate all vegetables together. We're dealing with vegetables that are osir and vegetables that are mutter. You can marinate them and marinate them for a long time. It's not a problem. The only one that's a problem is chosis, which means if you would have, for example, an onion that's truma, the isser part is the thing that's a chosis, that's because it's sharp. And because it's sharp, and this is the way the Rav learns, not everybody learns this way, but because it's sharp, it will give over flavor to other vegetables. And the Mishnah continues and explains, chosis shel chulin im chosis shel truma. So for example, if you had an onion, as an example of chulin, with an onion of truma,
or
yorek shel chulin im chosis shel truma. Like, so for example, if you had another type of vegetable of chulin, with onion or leek of truma, osir. All these cases are osir. Aval chosis shel chulin. But if the sharp thing, the vegetable that's an onion or leek, or those types of things, that's chulin im yorek shel truma, mutter. Since it's vice versa, that the sharp thing was the thing that's not truma but chulin, and the vegetable that was not sharp was truma, that's mutter. Now here, on this Mishnah, the Taisis Yantav asks, we know there's a concept called kavush harei kumavushal. We brought it up in the past, that when you pickle something and marinate it together for a long time, Chazal, the Gemara says, that that's like cooking it together. So that's usually usr. And there's no chilik between something that's sharp and not sharp. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take something that's usr and pickle together to something that's mutter. So if we recall, the Mishnah Rishonis says that this din is dafka by truma. That there's a kula here that we're makel, and we say that the only isr is when you have something sharp, that you marinate and you let something pickle, something that's sharp, the truma that's sharp with chulin, with the other vegetable that's not sharp. But by other isurim, not truma, there, of course, kavush harei kumavushal. That's why we've said earlier, the Gemaras do not bring this Mishnah as a raya, that kavush is not mavushal, because this is specifically dealing with truma, and the Rambam himself specifically spells out dafka truma. That every case in this Mishnah, the Rambam goes out of his way to keep saying that it's truma. Ketzad, for example, shekvasha yorek shel chulin yorek shel truma, ein oisrin yorek shel chulin. He doesn't say other isurim. Now, the Rav also says like the Rama, but we're going to see in another Mishnah coming up that the Rav holds that it's not just Truma, it's other Isurim too. Now, it's also important to point out that the Rav says this whole issue here is by being kavush something, by marinating and pickling it. However, when we deal with cooking and putting something in a stew, which really means to just cook for a very long time, there this Tana holds that everything's usur, even in Truma, even if one of them is not sharp, doesn't matter.